Good evening. So we've been talking Mesil Shesharim just in the introduction of the Ramchal to the Sefer. So he talks about the fact that, you know, people who are very sophisticated and care a lot about Yiras Shamayim and Avas Hashem and the proper midos, etc., they all agree, right, about all these topics, that they're so important, but they don't spend the time on them. And because people don't spend the time on them, so it's become a thing that he writes that, you know, so it's only the people who are not so sophisticated or aren't as, you know, don't have as much diligence who sometimes end up being the only people who spend time on it. And then we look, oh, what? So we start to think, it like perpetuates itself, right? Oh, so only a person who's not sophisticated is the type of person who should be talking about Yiras Shamayim and of Avas Hashem, etc., rather than the fact that it's something for everybody. And he says, so what ends up happening is the chasidus hamiti, hanirtzav, hanechma, the way a person should actually find himself connected to the Ribbono Shel Olam, rachok mitzior sichlenu, becomes something that's hard for a person to actually think about and consider. What does it really look like to have like a model for that in their mind? And what happens is if a person, and he says, what you sometimes say is that, okay, so fine, so a person will just continue to learn and continue to daven and do mitzvos, and hopefully we'll get there. When in truth, that doesn't happen with most things in life. Most things you want to be successful in, the things you want to accomplish, you have to spend time learning them and understanding them. And he says, "Im lo yasok behem yiras yira pratav v'lo yakirem yavur aleim v'lo yakishbam." You're gonna just kind of life will go on, and you'll never really spend so much time. What is Yiras Shamayim? What does it mean to have Avas Hashem? What does it mean to be a person who, becomes more zaris, right? We're talking about the midos rizos, a person who's more, you know, quick to act on their midos and do the right thing, etc. If I don't think and talk about it, I don't really pay attention to it, and I don't spend the time really studying it, then I'm not really going to allow it to be something that's part of my consciousness on a daily basis. And he says, how's a person going to ever really work on these things if you don't go after it and really try to find it? And he says, that's what the pasuk itself, he writes, that the pasuk says the following. Pasuk Mishlei, in tevakshelak hakesef v'chamat monim techapsena as tovin yiras Hashem. If a person desires these things, like money, you desire it like a treasure, you go after tachpesena, you're searching it out, then as tovin yiras Hashem, then a person will understand what it means, yiras Shamayim. And he writes, eino omer as tovin philosophia, doesn't say then you understand philosophy, as tavin techuna, you understand your business. As tavin refuah, you understand medicine. As tavin dinim, as tavin halachos. Not even you're going to understand halacha, but rather as tavin yiras Hashem. Harelecha shalahavin hayira, to understand what it means to be a person who's trying to develop yiras Shamayim. Tzarech levakesh osa kakesef ulechapes osa kemat monim. Has to be something that you really struggle with and try to figure out and understand and study. And therefore he says, this is why, he says, I wrote a sefer like this. Because if a person doesn't take the time to think and consider, and he says also, you need a process. And just like anything else, you want to develop any midah in your life, what do you need to do? Figure out when it's the hardest for you. Figure out, I want to be less angry, right? So when do I get, what are my triggers? What are the ways I can work on it? What's a good skill to think about to work on this? It's the same thing in every area of Avodas Hashem. And he says, therefore, the purpose of this sefer is to spend the time actually thinking about it and actually discovering, just like you would any halacha, just like you would any area of science or philosophy or history, etc., to do the same thing when it comes to Avodas Hashem. And that's really the goal of the sefer, and we'll continue to move that along as we continue to learn.